Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What's up, yo? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Hopefully, you have had a fun and relaxing week. You know, I was thinking about it. You think the week settles down. You know, Monday's sort of frantic. You got lots of meetings. You're coming off of a weekend, and you're playing catch-up. That's the way Mondays are for me. I've got lots of meetings. And, you know, I've got 10 pounds of stuff to do in a 5-pound basket. And, I mean, it's coming over like muffin top. Looks like some of these Midwestern girls. And as we approach the weekend, I always think, you know, my schedule will get less and less and less in terms of news and things like that. Because Friday is the day that the news cycle sort of drops things in that they want to hide. They sneak it in. So you think, okay, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, there's a crescendo. Then it drops off. It's not the case. You got to remember, folks, leftists lurk everywhere. So as your weekend looms, you're thinking, oh, man, it's time to relax. I've been working hard all week, and now I get the chance to relax with the kids, the family, go do some stuff. Let me tell you something. If you are hearing my voice and you live in an urban indoctrination center, or a.k.a. a city, particularly, let's just use an example, Chicago, Detroit, L.A., whatever. Let me tell you something. The weekend is not your time to relax. The weekend is when you must be on guard. And that's because during the week, your mind is occupied. You've got things going on. You feel like, you know, oh, man, I got to do this and then work, pick up the kids, go grocery shop, do, And then the weekend comes and you think, whoo, I get the peace and quiet of my home, etc. You think you're going to mow the yard and throw the frisbee with the dog and take the kids to the park. Let me tell you what you're in for. You're in for the possibility of death and mayhem, destruction. There is somebody plotting to do something to you. And on the weekend, all that it does is all that energy that's been boiling up during the week gets unleashed on the weekends. You don't have to believe me. There are lots of shootings in Chicago every single day. But you know what happens on the weekend? It gets escalated, to use Clyburn's way of saying that. Yeah, it escalates. All that tension, all that buildup, including yours. You're short. You don't want to deal with these people. And so I'm just telling you, don't think you're safe. Liberalism, leftism, progressivism, whatever you want to call it, it does not rest. And what it does is it will try to cover its tracks. It will try to cover its lies. So I'll use the Russian example. You've got Hillary Clinton running all over now talking about, oh, there's a Russian conspiracy. You got all these leftists. It's Jared Kushner. They met with banks. They set up back channels, which, by the way, we didn't even get into. I don't think we did yesterday of the very proof that the Russian scandal is a complete lie. We have the proof. So if I didn't talk about it yesterday, I don't think we did. I'm going to give you the actual proof. It's irrefutable. And the left is still going to propagate the lie. Because see what happens when you lie? You've got to make up a lot of other lies to cover it. So now we've got Hillary Clinton running around saying it's a big conspiracy between WikiLeaks and all that. In fact, she made a comment. I'll play the clip here in a bit. Get that ready for me. Where Hillary Clinton is essentially saying that Where's WikiLeaks been since January? They haven't exposed anything on me. It was part of their conspiracy to expose me in conjunction with the Russians. The reason why there hasn't been anything to expose on WikiLeaks is because the Clinton administration and the Obama administration are gone. There may very well be some more WikiLeaks coming out that bolsters exactly what we already know, that Donald Trump has nothing to do with the Russians. All I'm saying, folks, is the weekend appears to be a time when you can just say, you know, let's rest. There is no rest. It would be like me saying to you, hey, we're in the midst of a war, but our enemy, who's firing bullets at us, they're going to take a break. They're going to go home and barbecue, you know, a little slap and tickle with the with their significant other. And then they'll come back on Monday and we'll fight again. Does that make sense? Of course it doesn't. Now, I'm not telling you you need to get a blow. You need to rest. You need to try to recharge the batteries. What I'm telling you is you have to take shifts. There's no way you think these people are going to rest. There's no, don't lose sight of the media cycle, because that's how they fool you. That's what they want to do. They want you to take that break so they can start recharging it and offering up new ideas. What did I tell you guys? I said earlier that this is taking the Russian scandal. It started out with anybody, Donald Trump. I'll give you that. I'll just make it easy for you. Donald Trump, right? It's a scandal. They couldn't directly tie Trump. Trump came out and says, look, I got no holdings in Russia. Check it out for yourselves. I've never visited Russia. So I go to the places where I build stuff. Oh, it's Manafort. Remember when they shifted to Manafort? He was the guy. Then I don't remember who it was, but they shifted to somebody else. Okay, it's not Manafort. But indirectly, it's tied to so-and-so. And I don't remember whether it was the previous campaign director or whatever. But they kept shifting because they were looking. Find anybody that's got anything to do with Russia. Then eventually, they shifted it to Jared Kushner. And Jared supposedly wanted to meet with bankers. And I jokingly said the other day, wow, have you ever met with a banker? It's crazy. I've met with finance people my entire life. See, I mean, it's so ridiculous that even they understand it. And now they've been caught, and we'll get more into that here in a little bit. I also want to talk today, though, about King James. You know who King James is? I'm not talking about the Bible. You're not a basketball fan if you don't know who King James is. Because King James is LeBron James. And LeBron James has suffered a tragedy in his life. So we're going to get into that. We're going to also get into Melania and her revenge, because I titled the piece Melania's Revenge. I call her Queen Melania, and I do it just to make the left mad. Queen Melania. She is the closest that we've had to a queen. Some people might argue that Jackie Kennedy was kind of a queen-like figure. I'll give you that. There's a potential there. But Melania, we now live in a time of royalty when it comes to our president and first lady. So I think of Melania as Queen Melania, and I know that upsets the left. So we'll be saying that for quite some time. Should we even be talking about Comey? Dude, we're at the end of the week. I'm going to talk about whatever I want to talk about. Maybe I'll get to Comey. Maybe I won't. You'll see. But anyway, folks, I'm glad you're here listening to the Kevin Jackson Show.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You guys remember all those racial incidents of like waiters or waitresses who are black and somebody puts a thing on their receipt that says, I didn't tip you because you're black or, you know, the N-word or whatever. And then, of course, they find out they're a bunch of hoaxes, right? Most of them are hoaxes done by the person themselves. I remember those stories. And I was thinking to myself, I cannot tell you the number of people I've been to dinner with, black, white, or otherwise, and normal folks. I can't even tell you. I don't know anybody. I don't even know of anybody that knows of anybody who's, done a receipt and outside of saying, I take that back. I do know a guy who left a penny because he says you gave me bad service. A 1 cent tip. But I don't know of people that, based on race or whatever, I can't stand you. I wouldn't let you be served by a white person or a black person or whatever. I've never met anybody like that. I've met people that don't want to tip you because of service, but not because of who you are. I've had waiters and waitresses of all colors, the ones that are knockout, that are stellar, I tip them what, good 7%? No, I'm kidding. No, I tip them more than that. I tip them very well, as much as 25-30%. But if you're bad, I tip you 15%. And I don't write anything on your ticket or whatever. I just go, here's your 15%. I know you got to make a living. And I got to tell you, when you're in Europe, it's kind of fun because there's no tipping in France, for example. And it's just there. It's good or bad, but it tends to be good service. But here in America, there are people that will not work for it. I'm just telling you, there are people that will be rude to you knowing that you have the ability to tip them. I'm just going to leave it at that. But these stories of people, you know, oh, he didn't tip me because I'm black and I got called the N-word and they wrote it on my receipt. And then they go, oh, no. And this one girl I remember, she got, she got thousands of dollars from the outpouring of support because everybody was like, I can't believe that they called you the N-word. Those terrible white people. And then the white people were like, no, we have our receipt and it doesn't have that on there. We just left a regular tip or whatever. It was a ruse. And then we learn that this story, and for the record, I don't know how pervasive this is. A guy that somebody says, we don't tip white people. But I don't get that. Why can't we just, if your service is good, tip. If it's not, don't tip. Now, this is why I hate the places that have the automatic tip. Not Europe, but in America. I was in New Orleans, the 10th time. Out with a bunch of friends. And maybe there were four or six of us at the table. I know the number of people were bigger, but we didn't have the full party there. So there might be four to six of us at a table. There's no automatic tip for six people. 18, I get. You got a lot to do. Four to six people, that's just par for the course. But anyway, we get the bill. It's a nice restaurant. We get the bill, and it's automatic 18% gratuity. This was years ago. Automatic 18. Now, at the time, I was relatively poor, and I was, you know, if you got 18%, you were stellar. You know, you were lucky if I could give you 15. But anyway, automatic 18. And the waitress stunk. She was horrible. So she brings the bill. I'm like, what's this 18% in here for? Because we had already made up our minds. We were not tipping her no 15%. And she was horrible. Well, that's the gratuity. It was on the menu. It said right here. Now I went, I don't care. Give me a manager. And I brought the manager over. And I said, your waitress was horrible. And you know why she's horrible? Because you automatically let her tip. I mean, get her a tip. She didn't have to be any good. I go, our service was horrible. Look, take 20% off the bill. Then, you know, I'll tip her 18%. Because I wouldn't, you know, we were going to tip her, but we were not going to tip her no 18%. And he did it. I'm very sorry, I'm sorry, blah, blah, blah. A long wait, rude lady. Look, I know things may be going on in her life, but you know what? Things go on in my life. If you're in the service industry, you got a service. For all y'all know, I'm sitting there talking with a broken leg and an infected kidney. I know, listen, you're going to get some bad radio. I got an infected kidney and a broken leg. I got to power through it. Like Hillary Clinton did during the campaign. Power through it. Anyway, here's what this guy, how they reported this story.
Well, that waiter tells me that receipt came from his last table of the night. He says he wasn't all that fazed by a lack of tip. But what one customer wrote at the top, well, that has some people upset. Waiter Nathan Bergeron occasionally gets little notes from customers, usually paying him a compliment for good service at On the Border Mexican Grill.
Three or four different ones that I'll keep and just kind of hold on to, or having my little server book where I take orders and stuff just to look at throughout the day.
But this note at the top of a receipt he received Sunday stands out the most. The five words, "We don't tip white people, LOL," took him by surprise.
More shocked than upset to feel one way or the other. Obviously, you know, we've all seen no tips and this and that. You just kind of move about it, go about your next table.
But before cashing out, he snapped a photo and sent it to his friends.
Right after they wrote the comment, they wrote LOL. That it was funny. It was a funny joke.
Brandi Shira says she posted the receipt on social media, hoping it would raise awareness about racism.
I've always been taught if you don't have something nice to say, you don't say it at all.
The post has been shared and picked up by media outlets across the country. Nathan says he's brushing the comment aside and will continue to focus on customer service.
I enjoy being around people, being sociable, getting to know different people from different backgrounds.
And I did reach out to corporate regarding that note. They said until they talked to Nathan, they would have no further comment.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Who does this? We don't tip white people. Did you get good service? You know, what's funny, this is what bugs me about black leftists, is that's an opportunity to recognize that the world's not racist. Like that guy said, I love everybody that comes in here, man. It's an opportunity to meet different people and understand what's going on. And he's got to deal with that. How pathetic. We get these opportunities in life to showcase ourselves, who we are. And we've trained black leftists, not us, but the situation, society, has trained blacks that they can abuse white people and take pride in it. LOL. Ah, lots of laughs. I just got over on some white guy. That guy's working. He's working for a living. I don't know what for. For his kids. Who's he working for? For his own dreams, his own aspirations. And you just come in, you take advantage of him, and you laugh at it. Ha! I got over on him. There's a film that my crew found of five kids in Australia. Five black kids beat up a little white kid. He's just standing there. He's a little mousy white kid. Next thing you see, boom, a foot flies in his face. And then these guys start beating the devil out of him. Five teens. And for what? Because he's white. That simple. And it got no play because it wasn't five white kids beating up a black kid. Because you know what? Civility has been trained into most of America. But not with black leftists.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
In a video released on Twitter, President Biden is wishing all those families that are missing someone due to the pandemic or any reason a happy Thanksgiving.
As we give thanks for what we have, we also keep in our hearts those who we lost and those who have lost so much. And those who have an empty seat at their kitchen table or their dining room table this year because of this virus.
President also thanking troops for their service. Biden spending Thanksgiving in Nantucket at a multi-million-dollar mansion. GoFundMe has taken down the fundraiser for the black man accused of running down white parade marchers in Waukesha, Wisconsin last weekend. The fundraiser was created to raise $5 million, the bail amount for murder suspect Daryl Brooks. Brooks is accused of intentionally driving his SUV through a Christmas parade in the Milwaukee suburb last Sunday. USA Radio News. TSA screenings are reaching their highest level seen since the pandemic's lowest point. A TSA spokesperson saying more than 2.3 million passengers went through security on Wednesday. As subpoenas continue to be issued by the January 6th committee, one person receiving one is speaking out.
Republican political consultant Roger Stone on Newsmax this week says the mostly partisan House Select Committee on January 6th is a witch hunt 2.0.
Well, I have until December 17th to give my formal response, and I will do that. But let me say right off the top, this is witch hunt 2.0. This is just a further effort by the Biden administration and the House Democrats to have a chilling effect on perfectly legal, constitutionally protected political activity.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson's show. I talked in the first segment about faith, my faith, how I've raised my sons, and just this overwhelming need to let people know that, you know what, we got I'm not talking about we have nothing to be afraid of. I do believe God has a purpose for each and every one of us, and you figure that out. But this isn't meant to be a religious thing. I mean, I'm happy if some people appreciate the fact that I talk about religion and specifically my Christianity. But what I'm really looking forward to is telling you guys that you can make an impact on people by not being concerned that people understand that about you. We hide that from folks. I can't believe people actually congratulate. Kevin, way to go talking about your Christianity. I'm like, what do you mean, way to go? That's who I am. Any more than I talk about being a martial artist. Yeah. I mean, I think the former one's a bigger deal. I mean, I'm happy to be a martial artist. It certainly has saved my butt a time or two, but so is being a Christian. But I'm not overdoing it. I'm not trying to over-sanctimonious somebody. I'm not a bigger Christian than you. And, you know, I think that that's part of our problem on the left. But the reason why I came up was Ken Shamrock, who's an MMA guy, mixed martial artist. One of the founding members of the USC, you know, one of the first guys to fight in it, he gave a speech to some folks, and he opened up about his childhood. It was very difficult. He discussed poverty. And as I relate his story to you, I want you to think about what kids face today and how they become different human beings. One of my friends, in fact, Dr. Ben Carson, I've talked about this and many others. They would say, Kevin, the only thing that's going to save this country is us relying on God. I don't disagree with that. How many of you prayed that Hillary Clinton wouldn't become president? All jokes aside, that is the only thing that can save this country. But the way you deliver that message does not have to be from preaching. Quite honestly, it needs to be from doing. That's why with the Tea Party community, I said, we're going to be doers. We are not going to be talkers. Our deeds, if you will guide the way people think about us. It'll guide the way we take this thing to the next level. Anyway, back to Ken Shamrock. So he grew up in abject poverty, and then he ran away from home. And as I said, I want you to think about the kids that you know fit this description. If you've ever worked with at-risk kids, you know what I'm talking about. It is a place in my heart for these kids. So Shamrock runs away from home, and then he gets a criminal record. He credits his spiritual growth as a teenager to his time at a boys' home, directed by the man who eventually adopted him, a guy by the name of Bob Shamrock. Now, Ken's got a brother, Frank, who was in that home. Ken Shamrock and Frank Shamrock, they are not biological brothers, but they grew up as brothers. Both of them became mixed martial artists. And Ken Shamrock says of Bob, the only difference between that group home and all the other ones that I went to was church. See, I got two friends. One of them became the Northwest heavyweight kickboxing champion, and his brother was even badder than he was, and thankfully he just decided not to fight because there's no way Barry was going to be the champ if Jerry decided to be the champ. And if, when I tell you that these boys were absolute corn-fed white boys that were tougher than nails, you better know they were. Both of those kids were headed in the wrong direction, and sports, in this particular case, martial arts, changed their lives. They got somebody that said, you know what? You are headed for disaster, and unless I intervene, you're dead or in prison. And he intervened in these boys' lives and got them on the straight and narrow. And I'm telling you right now, if you saw Jerry, who's one of the toughest guys I've ever met, I'll tell you a quick story about Jerry. He's a biker, and he's a big guy, and he's a heck of a fighter. And some guy, when they were in a biker bar, grabbed his, you know, like fondled his girlfriend's breast. And Jerry put 8 people in the hospital. 8 bikers. And when the cops came, he was still fighting. There weren't enough bikers in that bar to get Jerry out, and especially mad, because he didn't get mad. He got cool, and he started taking people out left and right, bad to the bone. But anyway, their story, 2 juvenile delinquents headed to prison or dead, intervened by somebody that saw something in them and said, I'm gonna pull that energy and put it into something good. And I know I just told you Jerry beat up some guys at a biker bar, but hey, you know, sometimes we sin, right? It made these kids what they are. The reason why I'm telling you guys this is you have these opportunities. There, but by the grace of God, go I, or my brother, or a lot of my cousins, and as I've told many people, on my dad's side of the family, every male family member, my immediate side, in other words, my uncle's kids, and my aunt's sons, etc., every one of them has been to prison because nobody intervened. Nobody said anything. They just went along their way. And I look at these leftists who watch this cycle of violence and this cycle of just, you know, dysfunction, and they do nothing. And they get mad at me, who I know it. I know it firsthand. I was talking to a friend of mine. He's an author. I said, hey, he's written 3 best-selling books now, and we were talking. I was congratulating him, and he says, you know, Kevin, I got to get something else. I want to do this other thing. So we were talking about a project he's working on, and I said, you know, I almost did a similar project, and I was going to call the book Split Second, and it was going to be stories of people I talked to on the plane or whatever, and it was about what split-second decision they'd made that may have changed their lives. And I said, let me give you an example. I said, I had a lady one time, she told me, it was when I met my husband, and I thought, wow, this is going to be a romantic, interesting story. And she said, he almost killed me. I was able to get out of that abusive relationship, and she went on to explain the story, and she says, but in a split second, I was smitten by him. I was, you know, beguiled by his conversation, etc. And she says, if I could have that split second back, I would walk away from that moment. I was like, wow. I asked one of my cousins. I said, what was your split second moment? He says, oh, cuz. He said, mine. He goes, I kind of had 2. And he says, when I was a kid, he goes, I was watching Uncle Frank. And he was, you know, me and my cousin, who was Uncle Frank's son, he goes, they were rolling dope and we wonder why they always had these big baggies in the garage, and we would stay there one night and watch them roll dope. And they called us in there, and they were 8 years old, and they made us smoke. We had to roll our own dope, and they made us smoke it. And they laughed at us when we started coughing. He says, fast forward a few years, you know, whatever. He says, my cousin asked me, did I want to go pick up a thing of dope and ride back with him? And I said, yes. And he says, my grandmother told me I have a bad feeling. She goes, baby, I don't know what you're doing today, but I have a bad feeling about it. And he goes, I went. And he got busted. And he served federal time. Everybody has that moment, that split second, that you made a decision, that you either, it changed your life for the positive, it changed your life for the negative. And when I was gathering up these stories, I was just fascinated by sometimes you're expecting a negative and you get a positive, or you're expecting a positive and you get a negative. But you know what would never disappoint? The story. Everybody had it. And you know what's funny? When you tell them, when you ask that question, they were like, I don't know. And you go, yeah, you do. Think about it. Bad work decision, bad relationship decision, bad decision with one of your children. You know, maybe you could have done something different. A relationship that could have been better. A split second in your car where you looked away. Who knows? You have it. The reason why I'm bringing it up to you folks is you have these moments. You in a split second can change somebody's life. I cannot tell you how many people will say to me, Kevin, I heard you on the radio and you said this. And it created that moment for them. Or some kid, when you've gotten over 1,000 kids adopted, believe me, those kids tell stories. Mr. Jackson, when you did this or said this or I watched you blankety blank, I was like, wow. And I was like, really? I impacted you. Yes. Yes, sir. Or whatever. I tell the story about my son when we were watching Jurassic Park and a man yelled at him and we went out into the lobby and I said, dude, you yell at my son. You even look his way again. I'm going to hurt you. I'm going to hurt you so bad you're going to wish you'd never been born. And my son told me years later, Dad, that empowered me. I knew nobody could bother me. My dad would be there to protect me. You don't know what that moment is. You know what your moment is, but you don't know the impact your moment has on other people, that you have on other people to give them their moment. I want more conservatives giving people their moments. Be strong in your faith. Well, I'm telling you, that's our advantage.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks. Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So, I've talked about this subject before. It has to do with Marvel Comics and all these. And, you know, I would venture to tell you the last 10 movies that I've seen, and I don't know what they are. And that's over a pretty big period of time. But they've had something to do with comic book people. So, Iron Man. And I hadn't seen Batman in a long time, so I don't know about that. But my son likes these movies, so we go see them. Guardians of the Galaxy. I don't know if that's a Marvel thing. So that's what I've seen. And I've laughed at the fact the Avengers or whatever. What are the ones that the guys that all got together? The League? Justice League? Or whatever it is. I would say of the last 10 movies I've seen, 8 of them have been Marvel comic or some sort of comic book or, you know, related to something like that. And it just goes to show you that there's no ingenuity in Hollywood. There's been Spider-Man 1, Spider-Man 2, Spider-Man 3, different variations. How many Batmans are there? I don't know. 3 Iron Man, some spinoffs with Captain America, who's got the Puerto Rican's flag, which always cracked me up. But so, you know, that's what we're dealing with. Little ingenuity. And I did watch this, and I'm going to talk about this guy, because he was in a movie about a real-life race driver who won the Formula One. And I thought, and he was played by this guy's name is Chris Hemsworth or something like that. But here's what I know about this guy. He's the white dude that black chicks go, I love that boy. Black chicks love Chris Hemsworth. Good-looking guy. He plays Thor, for those of you who may know who he is. But he's a good-looking guy. I have a friend that's a Navy SEAL that looks just like him, except my buddy's bigger. But he's done. The unfortunate thing is my friend that's a Navy SEAL, he's one of the ones that I just don't, you know, associate with anymore. He's not a good guy, unfortunately. But Chris Hemsworth wants the next James Bond to be a woman. And I think the next James Bond is black. Thank you very much. No, it's not me. No, it's Idris Elba. That's his name. And I love the guy. The guy's a great actor. You've seen him in a lot of things. But anyway, it got me thinking about. Remember we talked about the taking all these, like Superman was supposed to be gay now, and the Green Hornet or one of these green characters was Green Goblin or something is supposed to be gay, and. You know, what Hollywood is doing and what leftists are doing is saying, we're going to make you succumb to the political correct nature of sexuality by just forcing it on you. We're going to take your heroes, like a Chris Jenner, Bruce Jenner, and we're going to Caitlyn everybody in your life, whether you like it or not. And what got me was I started seeing all these advertisements for this movie coming out by, what's her name? Charlize Theron or something like that. Charlize Theron. You know, blondie girl. Not that overly good looking. She's doing a commercial for, like some perfume, and she's all walking in the desert and trying to look all sexy. Let me tell you something. I don't remember what commercial it was, but I saw these two girls they had, and they were models. And Charlize Theron, is that her name? If you put her in the desert with these two girls, she'd look like a cactus. These girls were stunning. But I think it's like J'adore or something. And she's walking, and they've got her. She's all golden and glistening. And I've always thought she's an average-looking girl. You know, not bad looking. I mean, you know, you would not be ashamed to take her around your buddies or home to mom and dad. But sex symbol? No. No. And so now, after she played, what was this, the movie where she was molested all the time, so she started killing guys. I forget the name of it. But she was in that movie, and they made her look horrible, and I'm guessing she wanted to, I'm going to show you my range by, you know, being ugly in a movie. Okay, fine. So she did it. Well, now, with the proliferation of all these movies by guys that are like, you know, Jack Reacher, what's his name? Reacher? For Tom Cruise. You've got Matt Damon, who kind of, I would say he started it. But he's got the most popular series with the Bourne film. And now I'm going to tell you, I saw Jason Bourne. Pfft, waste of time. Stupid. Why? Does Matt Damon need the money? Come on. So he makes that. But the series, the Bourne series, was good. Even with Jeremy Renner doing the fourth one, it was still real. Or the third one, it was really interesting, right? You sort of pieced together what they were trying to do. And then you got Ben Affleck. He's been looking for a character. He's been comic book characters, Batman to, you know, I don't know, a couple of other characters I don't even know. And then he just recently did The Accountant. And it was a box office bust. But I watched it on TV, and it's all right, you know, because it was free. I'm not paying a nickel to see Ben Affleck act. And then you got a couple of other guys. Denzel Washington did The Equalizer, which, by the way, great film. I support Denzel 1,000,000%. But you get what I'm saying. Everybody wants that iconic character. What's his name? Jason Statham. He's got the Mechanic or something like that. I think there's at least three of those movies out there. So now, Chris Hemsworth, who plays Thor, who's, you know, he's in the superhero series. So, you know, I got Heeries out of that, so I don't need to explain. But he's in the superhero series, Thor, so he's making movies. And because there was speculation about the future of James Bond when Daniel Craig played him in Spectre, and he said at the time, he said, I'd rather slash my wrist than play the Bond character again. And I was thinking, Daniel Craig, seriously, you need to shut up. He's the best Bond ever. And I know it's cheesy, but dude, it made his career. What was he doing? Cowboys and Aliens after that? Come on, dude. So he signed on for another James Bond film, which means Idris Elba's not going to be it right now. But I go back to Charlize Theron, who I'm seeing all these commercials for this bad behind chick, right? She's going to be the woo-hoo. And other girls have tried this. Women, I'm not, you know, whatever. So they've tried it. I forget the girl's name, Kate Beckinsale or something like that. She did the underworld version of something. I'm not a movie buff. That's why I don't know these things by heart. And I wasn't going to research this because I don't really care. But I've been seeing the hype. And Charlize Theron is going, I don't see why there can't be a woman Bond. And then when they introduce her film, which isn't anything related to Bond, they just show her kicking butt and killing guys all over the place. She says in the trailer, I think that a woman would be a great 007. And the trailer references,
there's a 007 here. Meet a female 007.
But they can't call it Bond or whatever. I don't know what their issues are, but they can't do it. So it's funny to watch it to me because they're positioning her for that. So then, for Chris Hemsworth, he comes out and he says, she'd be a great Bond. Yeah. He says, she's smart as hell. She's physically able. You know, watching her in those fight scenes, doing it in high heels, by the way, in an 8-foot-long gown in Snow White and the Huntsman was even more impressive. I just think, why not? It's time. Now, let me tell you, this is what's going on here. Because I was looking at this going, why would Thor want to meddle in, I'm just going to say it, men's business? Leave it alone. If she wants to do a movie and try to make a woman bad butt, because who did it? Angelina Jolie did it in these films. I forget, Tomb Raider or something. And then, what's her name? I can see her face. She was Woody Allen's little protege for a long time. Dated Sean Penn. You know who I'm talking about. That little chick, she was in Iron Man 2, and 2 or 3, and she played his legal person, and she beat up on guys, and then she went off to do the other thing, right? The other stuff. I can see her face. I just can't remember her name. And she's not worth remembering her name because she's a total lefty. But everybody's trying to spin off these characters. So then she made a series of movies where she was a bad butt chick beating up on everybody, and they were box office bust. All of them. So now they got Thor, Chris Hemsworth, who, by the way, is, you know, I'm sure at some point he was voted the most sexy dude, because I'm telling you, every woman in the world loves this dude. You know, every guy wants to be him, every woman wants to be with him. He's that kind of dude. And he's now chiming in on Charlize Theron's film, and I'm going, this is a setup. Yeah, he says, and when he made the comment about, you know, yeah, she should be, you know, I think it's worth it, it's time. She says, wow, that's so insanely generous and nice. I don't even know what to do with that. That's really sweet. Yeah, because you wanted it. You made him say it. Yeah, come on, y'all. It's orchestrated. Don't try to fool me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.